What's good? My name's Nuria.
And my name is Caroline. This is the Cathartic Experience.
Two therapists talking about life
in an unfiltered way.
Hello!
Welcome and welcome back.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
It's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute. It's been a hot minute.
We apologize.
Sorry.
Well, not really.
We've just been really, really busy.
Yes. So actually, before we dive into things, today's episode is just going to be an update.
Yeah.
On our lives.
Yeah.
Before we delve back into continuing the series.
Tough love. Yeah.
Yeah. So, to start, how are you?
Decent? Is that a state of being?
That's not a feeling word.
Tired.
Tired.
I took notes for the last 2 months and what we've been up to.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But how are you?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. I hear you.
I'm exhausted. I think the thing I've been grappling with headed into this adult life is, like, we work a lot, but then I don't know what my life looks like without work.
Mm.
And it's not that I don't socialize and see people or go out or travel. I was at Coachella a few days ago. Yo, that was a blast. Like, I do things. But I also feel like I work a lot. But I'm also in a place where I'm like, if I didn't have this much work,
mm-hmm.
would I still feel connected to life? Like, I like what to genuinely, you? I don't know, I just like to do and achieve things. So if I'm not achieving anything or if I'm not getting anything mm-hmm. done or contributing to the world,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't feel as meaningful. But at the same time, I don't think I need to be working 12-hour days a
yeah.
day.
Yeah. I feel like we could be working
less.
But at the same time,
I'd feel understimulated.
Yeah. But at the same time, I feel like with everything we're trying to do, it requires a certain amount of work.
Consistent effort.
Yeah. And I feel like it's low-key on topic with this update. Mm-hmm. With, you know, what's been going on mm-hmm. with us with the new office space. And,
Yeah. So, rhyme off our updates. You start. You got the list.
Yeah. What did I write? So, the move happened. I wrote these bills. The accounts are crying.
Wait. So, we moved into a beautiful building.
Yeah.
That has...
It's really cute.
Eight offices. Cute.
Yeah.
One group therapy room, two washrooms, two waiting areas, mm-hmm. a kitchenette. It's nine plus parking spots.
Yeah, nine plus.
And it's amazing. Like, we're happy for the update, the upgrade. But of course, with any expansion, yeah. you have to invest so much money and time into creating the vision that you want.
Yeah, and effort.
And effort.
Yeah, a lot of effort. This girl is stressed, and my body and my mind and my bowels just, my face is breaking out.
Yo, the amount of times I've had, like, anxiety shits over the last month.
I think in March it was the worst.
Yo.
March was,
Remember when that homeless guy tried to fucking break into our shit?
So, low-key story time. first day. We just stepped into this place and there were two white men drinking beers
on our front porch.
Yeah, and this is like a very off a main road.
Yeah, like OPP is gonna
right there. Yeah.
Just drinking beer.
And that's when Nuria had to open the door and say,
excuse me, this is a business establishment. Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, get the fuck off our property, bro. What? Yeah. Nigga, that was crazy to me.
That was on day one.
Wow, that was day one. Day two, or within the first week.
Yeah.
This random homeless person trying to open the door.
Yeah.
And then it was, he came back 2-3 days later, and I actually caught him on camera, and I was talking to him. I was like, because we have a virtual alarm system. But I was talking to him. I was like, hello. He's like, hi, is Candace here? And I was like, no. He's like, is Owen here? I was like, no. He's like, I was like, you have the wrong address. Good night.
He came like twice or three times.
Now I'm getting activated.
Yeah. At like 4 a.m. to wait. I'm like, sir.
But to be fair, what the fuck they, what they gonna steal? You know what I mean?
We got office furniture.
Furniture? It's gonna take you a minute to haul us out the door.
Yeah.
But that was the first few weeks. Mm-hmm. But we've been painting and buying things off
closing
marketplace.
Closing walls.
Yeah. And deciding what's going where. And also we're hiring.
Yeah. We're in the midst of hiring.
4 practitioners right now. We may even add to that.
Yeah.
So we have to set up all their online thing, get them clients.
Mm-hmm.
It is a riot.
Yes. It's a riot. We're in it though. We're in it. And I think it's going to be like this for some time. But something that happens to me often is I'll start to look at an email and then I'll just drift away to something else. Or the other day, I was trying to call someone, but I opened my calculator app to call someone.
Oh, shit.
Has that ever happened to you?
No. It hasn't, but I lose attention in a lot of other ways.
Yeah.
Like, even the people that, oh my gosh, are in my life are always like, especially if I meet up with them in the evening,
mm-hmm.
I just feel so discombobulated.
Mm.
I'm like, first of all, could you not be around me? Second of all, could you not engage with me?
Mm-hmm.
Or if I feel bad and I want to engage with them, once I reach a point of exhaustion, nothing that comes out of my mouth makes sense.
Mm.
I just be speaking, I don't know, Cantonese when I'm tired. I just don't be speaking English.
Yeah.
At all.
My reminder list has just been running long. And I just add, remove. So there's always something that you have to do. And I notice that I lack energy. When I lack energy, I turn into like a adult toddler, basically.
No, I don't wanna.
Like, yeah. So I would tell Steve that I'm overwhelmed, and he's like, okay, so how about you close your computer? But I'm like, I can't. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And I think slowly I'm just realizing that we're gonna have to adjust to this new speed. This is a whole new different game, basically. And it requires more from us. Yeah.
The more we didn't even have in the first place.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna settle down at some point because the big stuff is done.
Yeah.
But in terms of, I think my favorite part is coming up. Like the marketing, the promoting, the schmoozing, the socializing, the posting, like that is my jam.
Mm-hmm.
But anything that...
You love a creative process.
I do. I love spreading the word.
Mm-hmm.
I love
selecting stuff the way you want it to present, the way you...
I like communicating. I like working with me. It's going to be interesting having more people on our team and seeing them and having to communicate with them and stuff like that too.
Yeah, and having meetings and all of that. Yeah.
But I strongly contemplated closing my eyes to do this whole recording.
Today?
Yeah. I was like, I'm so tired. Maybe I could get a half nap in by responding with my eyes closed. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And the thing is, like, we're visionaries. We like to build from nothing. We like to turn nothing into something.
Yeah.
But something we need to work on is not doing so much.
Mm-hmm.
All at a time.
I'm trying to make an effort to take better care of myself. So I came up with like a monthly budget for my self-care activities, such as therapy, my nails I want to get done, my hair, my skincare routine, maybe the spa, maybe massages.
Fair.
Yeah.
Amen. My self-care is inconsistent.
But
no, it's inconsistent. I was saying.
What were you going to say?
The last time I slept in was a few weeks ago on a Sunday. And that was my first time sleeping in months. I actually spent the day at home.
Mm.
And I sat there and I was like, I don't remember the last time I spent a whole day in my own home.
Mm.
Not going outside, not working, not writing something. In the last year or so, I can only remember two days that I've done absolutely nothing.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, when you're managing a practice, it's like there's low-key always something to do.
People are always communicating, people are always reaching out.
Need things from you.
Needing things, papers, contracts, and stuff like that too. So our ultimate goal was to let you know, guys, know why we've been so busy.
Yeah.
And why we haven't been able to film. And I think our ultimate goal still with this podcast is to continue our series, is to continue to share, is to continue to, you know, make y'all laugh.
Yeah. And we will. We will.
We will.
It's just, we need a bit of adjustment time. Because this is a lot.
We haven't forgotten about you.
Yeah. We haven't forgotten about you. But we need to set up the practice before we get to the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else on that list?
No, it was just, I wrote, remember that when someone had contacted you for a business venture, and I wrote that something that I love about our dynamic is that if you tell me I need to meet, interview, call, email someone, or vice versa, it's like, we just do it. And that right then and there, I called the man, spoke to the man, gave him the email, and that was done.
Yeah, we're quick things.
Yeah.
It may take within a week for certain tasks.
Yeah, but if
for
it's
the
like,
most
if,
part,
if I'm free and you're like, okay, someone needs to be called, someone needs to be emailed, someone, it's like, okay, do it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the speedy, because I think one thing I learned about this life, it's a lot like, and this is going to sound stupid, but like Facebook Market, life is a lot like Facebook Marketplace.
Mm.
If you see an item that you like, if you don't hop on it, somebody else will take it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how quick opportunities
come and go.
People.
Yeah.
So one thing I've learned throughout this process is, like, if you want something that badly, spring to action.
Mm-hmm.
Spring to action. Yeah. Sometimes you do need to think about certain things and align your ducks and all this stuff, but method sucks more than a missed opportunity.
Well, at a certain point, you have to jump. We can think about it, we can ponder, we can reflect, we can journal about, but at some point, it's like, you need to jump in. Action. Let's go.
And that's the thing, a lot of people think about failure.
Mm-hmm.
What if I fail?
Rejection.
Failure, rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, the fuck do you think this life is? Like,
this life is hard.
People get rejected
all
the time. People fail all the time. But you're acting like there's no way to go from there.
Yeah.
Like, people fail all the time
literally.
And rebuild even better things.
Mm-hmm.
People go bankrupt and get money again.
Yeah.
People lose shit and then they gain bigger things.
Mm-hmm. They bomb at like comics. They bomb like when no one laughs.
Yeah. But there's always a comeback.
Yeah. They come back from that.
But people fail.
Yeah. Miserably.
Miserably oftentimes.
But it's like, you can pick yourself back up. It's not your end all be all.
Right. There's always such a thing as growth.
Mm-hmm. You're a dynamic being.
People forget that. It's like, if you don't take chances in this life, you'll never become a different version of yourself. If you choose the options that make sure that you're safe and that you're okay, you can guarantee that you will never know a different version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people, and it's hard, especially working in private practice, when you see so many people literally waste their lives.
Mm.
You see the potential in them. You see their talents. You see what they're capable of. You see their passions. And they can't engage. Or they don't allow themselves to engage. I have this client. And I love them. They're a good person. It's 555 spirit numbers. I have this client. Oh, I love to make music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when's the last time you made a song? A month ago. But it was for someone else.
Mm.
I was like, okay, how come we're not investing time in that? You know, I fear failure, I fear sharing things.
Mm-hmm.
But they done spent 10 hours making bracelets for everybody in their office?
Yeah.
What? Like, and I'm not saying, like, you have to take your music anywhere, but it's just like, life is too short to be not engaging in things that are meaningful for you.
Things that you love.
And take the chance. You don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow or next week or next year.
We don't know.
So that's, it's like, be grateful for every day that you have. And yeah, shitty things happen. Sometimes you feel shitty. Sometimes you're surrounded by shitty people. In that, there's always a choice.
Mm-hmm.
In that, you're also choosing to tolerate the shittiness.
Yeah.
So it's like, I am not a fan of people victimizing themselves all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, life is fucking rough. What do you think this was? There are a lot of philosophers who talk about life being inherently just shitty. They said, you're going to have grief. You're going to go through heartbreak. People are going to die. Yeah. You're going to be sad. Your emotions that are negative are going to linger longer than any of the positive ones.
Positive facts. Yeah.
So your job, ultimately, is to make this experience less shitty. Mm-hmm. But some of y'all are out here addicted to negativity,
mm-hmm.
to the point where you're married to shit.
To negativity.
You're married to negativity.
Mm-hmm. And anything that would, you know, someone would suggest, a therapist, a friend, a family member, nothing works.
Nothing works.
Nothing works. And is that possible that nothing works? Have you tried everything?
Most people who say they've tried everything haven't genuinely tried everything. They think they've tried everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't committed to trying.
Yeah.
And I tell clients all the time, you know, when it comes to me giving you directives, your success is not important to me. Your attempts matter to me more.
Mm.
It's your attempts that matter to me.
Mm-hmm. That you're trying, that you're showing up for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. That you're taking a chance.
Because
It's like, especially in this process of therapy, it's our hope is always change on some level, whether the personal, interpersonal, social, whatever aspect of your world you're needing help with. So trust the process of being human and take chances. It's okay to take calculated risks, but you're not living if you're not trying something new.
You're existing. You're surviving.
And if you're existing and surviving, and you're coming to therapy, complaining about existing and surviving, but taking none of the advice,
or none of the tools,
then you're the reason for your own failure that you're trying to avoid.
Mm-hmm. You're the drama in your life.
You are the drama in your own damn life.
Yeah, that's tough.
It is tough. But it's like, at the same time, it's, I think sometimes people take for granted their opportunities that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
Yeah, that's true.
So
they do.
That is our update, though.
Mm-hmm.
What a time to be alive. We are still alive.
We're still here.
We are still here.
Yeah. Try to show up for ourselves as much as we can.
Whew! But we'll start our series up again mid-May, so stay tuned. And I'm sure you could hear the car alarm in the background. If not,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. But take care of yourself. And with that, we'll leave you with...